Less than 2 weeks ago, tragedy once again came down upon the 571st Military Police Company as well as this brigade when Sergeant Blair William Emery was taken from us. This is something that since my return here I was hoping I would not have to deal with again. We'd already lost so many, and I was hoping that they were going to make it all the way until January when they would be back without having to lose anybody else. Blair was a great man and a fine soldier, and his loss has been felt by all of us. He'd been a Dragon Crusher before I took command. In fact, he was one of those legacy soldiers, having been in the 571st for several years. He had a laid-back sense of humor. Combined with his easy smile and a very contagious laugh, he was very much a presence within the company. You knew when you were with Blair. He was at the core of the company, along with his friends Hawkins, Lang, Bullock, and Davis. They were a very tight-knit group, always together. They were their own little support network, cheering each other up, supporting each other, carrying each other through the good times and the bad. But he extended that friendship outside of that little group to the rest of the company. You knew you could turn to him if you needed something. That was because Blair was also a natural leader. Truly, he denied if you asked him straight out. We tried constantly to get him to go to the sergeant's board, but he would always respectfully decline. It wasn't because he was unwilling or unable. In fact, it was quite the contrary. He'd proved that numerous times. He just felt that he shouldn't take those sergeant stripes from somebody else who did want to make a career out of the Army. Regardless, though, leadership still fell his way. When 1st Platoon was in dire need of team leaders, they turned to him, and he stepped up to the plate. He did what he needed to do. He ably delivered and confidently led. Even if you didn't put him officially into a leadership position, though, you could count on Blair to step forward. He just did it. It was in his blood. Other soldiers looked to him for his guidance, his direction, and his initiative. And his chain of command looked to him, too, regularly, because they knew he inspired those around him and kept them going. Blair's attitude was, like I said earlier, very contagious. It truly is a tragedy that we've lost Blair. I believe he would have made an outstanding NCO. He proved it every day, even though he didn't necessarily wear the stripes. He talked about doing other things after the Army. I knew he had other plans, but I like to think that deep down, if given a choice, he would have made the Army a career. It would have meant that he could have been with his comrades. It would have meant that he could have been with his friends. He cared deeply for them, and they for him. That makes his loss all the more immeasurable. Sergeant Blair William Emery, you are a hero. You are a loving husband, a caring son, and a compassionate comrade. Your sacrifice will never be forgotten, and you will be forever missed.